I found that worship, and private worship, and has more to do with the love of God than anything else I've ever encountered. And the love of God's going to play a major role as things wind up and we go home, and major role. For a moment there, while I was standing here worshiping, I kind of slipped into the Spirit and saw what a major role worship was going to play in the last days. Incredible role. And when he introduced me to private worship, it was around the time that I was thinking I needed to pray for the whole crowds, and they were getting bigger, and I was trying to fix a problem and didn't know how, and until finally he had to intervene and talk to somewhat about that. But he intervened and he says, when I say start winding down, you start winding down and you stop. He made a statement that we've been teaching on and making statements about, and he put it together in me. Remember when he said something like, that what we'll know in 15 years will be compounded on what you know now, that you can't put a ceiling where there's no walls. So what will we know then, especially if we follow Him very close? And I'm saying, well, how about the things being done? And he says, basically, private worship is what's going to bring. And I say that in that it's not orchestrated. Everybody gets hooked on it. They find out what it does. You just can't wait for people to get together. But I found out it had everything to do with presence. See, with presence. And I started praying for whole crowds, and that's happened a lot through history. Catherine Kuhlman, I was in a meeting in Portland. Went up to Portland to be in her meeting. And she was just flowing like she usually did. And she was flowing, and the Lord had moved, and a lot of people were healed through the crowd. She just prayed for the crowd. And then a woman whose daughter didn't get healed ran up with her and tried to put her up on the platform. And Catherine was trying to be it as gentle and nice as she could be, but she says, you know, she says, honey, I can't heal anybody. See, she says, I can't heal her. He has to. So she was trying to explain that he does all he can do and will do when he moves through the crowd, that she can't step in and heal her herself. So she's trying to explain. Lord, do I understand that now? See, so as He taught me more about His presence and more, then I understood that He was going to be healing, but just moving over the crowd, and that's what He's been doing. But yet I knew there was more, and He kept bringing media up. And when He told me finally, media, He finally told me, He says, what you know will be more important than your presence being there. And I felt sorry for myself for maybe 2 minutes. And then he come in and he says, "You know the praying you've been doing about media and what would it take to get the anointing in their front room?" He says, "This is it. Bring the love of God forward. And this is what we're going to see. We're going to see when he does the programs," like he got up and that helped put the final bid on it for me. When the Muslim family, for crying out loud, they tuned in. How'd they find him and 7 billion people, you know? How'd they find him? Wanted his stuff. Then they'd get it and get totally sold out to where they're going to start teaching now. How did all that go over there when he's here? Well, I tell you what's going to happen. His power is going to be going through. People are going to be gathering together for the program to haul the sick in. The sick are going to start jumping up because the love of God has no perimeters. And it does what? It never fails. And it's got just this purpose. I mean, on purpose. Just because you want to go from where you are here to walking in it, it's as deliberate as anything else he has done to what the cross has provided. Who first the cross provided the nature to worship and to receive it. He provided that. And I went and got some of it. You have to watch it because it's the worst addictive stuff I've ever took. It's so addictive I couldn't stand it. But then when I seen what he could do, I says, "Is this something missing?" And the best thing I like about it, the best thing, we don't have the same ministry, most of us in here. You look around the person next to you, they might probably don't have yours. And when Paul was talking about it, he says, I'm walking according to the measure that was given to me. Not you, to me, he says. I didn't make myself an apostle. You think I chose to do that? I didn't do that, he said. He said, he gave me the measure of faith. I didn't choose any of it. He says, I didn't try. I'm wondering, well, measure? What does that mean? Measure of faith. In the faith move, I don't know if it's a measure or the measure. If you can't work it, what do you care? Measure. You know, he come down to, because he knew that I'm not too iPhone apt. He came down to say, a lot of them's looking their verses up. I said, I know I mentioned that. But then I found out the perfect way to do it. Yeah, I got taught by Jim. I mean, I have an iPhone, most of you, and some of you got your iPhones out. He didn't use an iPhone. He used an iHead. A measure. We're not sure whether it's the measure or a measure. Like I said, what difference does it make if you can't make either one work? But I asked God, I said, well, what is that measure you're talking about? And some people went, really? I asked him, what was it? And the meaning was so deep. I was exhausted when I was through understanding it. Exhausted. It was so deep. Yeah, it's so deep. A measure. Are you ready? Gotta loosen up. A measure. This is deep. A measure is part of a whole. Amen. You got it? That's so deep. Boy, I used to get mad when they'd give me my piece of pie. I said, I want that one. They said, which one? The 1/30th. Not that one, too. I want the one that got a little bitty sliver. I wanted the one with the 30 number on it, not the 2 number. You got it? How can the menunger be bigger and the piece get littler? This is deep. The measure, measure's part of a whole. I don't have one. I don't got one. It's here, isn't it? Paul was explaining to him. He says, look, I didn't call myself. He called me to be an apostle. He said, then he gave me the measure of faith that goes with that apostleship. You're called to do something else. He gave you the measure to fulfill your calling. And all of these measures working together makes a devil-stomping, mountain-moving body of Christ.
Yeah.
You know, my big toe was complaining to my ear.
He does a quick toenail inspection and puts some kind of cloth over me and shoves me in a boot. And I carry the weight of this ministry.
About that time, my ear says, his hair gets just long enough to tickle me and I can't scratch.
At least the woman folk get to hang themselves off of me something. And
oh, no, that's just not you anymore, is it? Pirates. But all the measures working together make the devil-stomping, mountain-moving body of Christ, and that measure he gave you was the measure for your call.
Right.
Not mine. Yours, I got my measure. That's why we get to stand before Him and He has the confidence that He made available to us all that we needed to fill. To fill what He has called us to do. Hallelujah, Jesus. So I'm thinking, wow, no matter what your call is, you got that measure of faith to gifts of healing, workings of miracles, teacher, prophet, apostle, whatever you are. You've got the measure of faith to fulfill your office. So I'm looking at this going, oh wow. What one can you have just the absolute fullness of it? And it's a really, really powerful one. No matter what you're called to do, He has put no limit on the love of God that you can receive into your measure and your walk. And it's about the most powerful thing out there that I ever run into. And why? Because it removes everything that was keeping anything from working. Casts out all fear. Of course he could go on to say, then it never fails. Why? Casts out fear. And I kind of noticed that when those devils showed up in Brazil. I only wondered for maybe 1/1000th of a second why I wasn't afraid. Then I wasn't going to violate that. And listen, about 15 devils or so don't come just to torment a person because they just feel like going around doing that night. Bunch of them like that to come. They got a purpose for coming. And we were supposed to have been stopped. And the thing I wasn't supposed to be telling you is what we're telling you. The things now. Or Him. These things that's drawn us closer to what? What we've been believing for. And looking for. And needing all the ingredients for. Now they're coming together. But the good part for you. You can get into that private worship. And worship together. And meet. And but see, I don't get enough. I'm a worshipaholic. I've been for care and help. And they just can't help me. So I'm just going to have to do some more private worship at home. And then I'll meet you and do some private worship. But then I want to get my private. And after a while, I tell you what, it's those increases. And when that presence began to spread out, he's testifying a little bit about as far as I got in that one. And that was when he visited me the first time. And I started worshiping, and he gave me the understanding, and I started worshiping. And it went on after that, and I got more and more understanding. But I was doing some of it, and you felt that presence and stuff. And he couldn't take me a whole lot further in it because I wasn't grounded enough yet. This is worth saying to it. I probably went Carlton. I wouldn't be able to understand how there could be a hell. Go Carlton and not understand how. Just one Adam caused the fall. The second Adam just saved everybody. You don't have to get born again. You don't need to, you know. Carlton Pearson was around. He's around Rhema and ORU and different places. He was grounded. He had a good grounding. Faith. And he ends up with this. Now, I can understand it real easy. Because if he'd have brought me to full bloom and I hadn't had time or hadn't done it or got on the path or was I strong enough to follow it in and see all of that side but none of the other. And so, what do you think he's talking about when he... You know what to sin unto death is basically that John talked about? What do you think John did as much as the book of Revelation? Love. Why do you think mercy rejoices against judgment? He used me in judgment just one or two times, and I really didn't like it. I didn't want that part in ministry. But I do know what qualified it, the mercy that rejoiced against it. That's what qualified any kind of judgment in that area. But this other that I'm talking about, with all my heart, I thank God that He leveled that out. And I've gotten the fasting keys and all those other keys that I needed to break into that put me on the rock further until you get to douse me in a whole lot more of that love. But here's the good part. We can have as much of the Word as we want. We can have our callings, but as much strength, our callings, but have as much strength and mortification as the next person. We don't have to go down a wrong path if we don't want to. Well, I'm trying to get from God why He wants this goal so strong. I've been on this for a while. And then when those devils attacked and the realm ended and I got a foot through the door and then I think I've slipped in the other side of the door I had to experience night before last. It was tremendous. When I know more about it, I'll talk more about it. Tremendous experience. But He had to teach something. Had to get stronger somewhere for Him to pour in more of that love. And that's one that's this path now. I saw the great big safe, and it opened up about this far, and light just spilled out all over. Well, you know what a sin unto death is? A sin unto death is when I tell you that Jesus is not necessary in your equation to be saved. That's the sin unto death He was talking about. Generally, what happens when that happens, and they already knew Christ in a very intimate way, which it seems though He did, and then turns around, starts preaching that, and you start telling them that they don't need Christ. You even do that with the Jewish nation, which more do. They'll say, well, they don't need Jesus. They got their own covenant. He's made provision for them. No. No, the provision He's made's already been made. They have to be born again just like you are. Just like you. What do you think that meant in Mark 4? To he that has, that is the salvation plan that God gave to the Jew. To he that has, more will be given. But to he that has, if he doesn't take the more, then what he had will be taken away from him. so that salvation doesn't last past the experience that you have with Christ. So the sin unto death is you to tell them and get preaching, look, you don't have to. You don't have to know Him. I mean, that, and the last day, just like in the book of Acts, you saw people judged. In the last days, that's going to happen again. But not until it qualifies. What did He say about you lay a foundation on wood, hay, stubble? It's all going to be tried by a refiner's fire to burn all the dross out. And nevertheless, if you're left there with your born-again experience, you'll be saved. But he that destroyeth the foundation, him will God destroy. And that takes the equation out of it. Jesus Christ crucified is the only foundation. That's why He said, him will God destroy. See? And so if this would have happened back when some of those guys was walking in the fullness, start preaching, oh no, it's all inclusive. One of them would have undoubtedly judged him, and that would be over. Here's where I saw the love go. Did you as individuals, this is available to you, no matter what you're called. And I have found that to enhance every part of what I'm walking in. Whatever my call is in the finish, I know now that that's going to add more than anything else has. It doesn't leave the Word out. It didn't leave anything out. It just kept equipping along the way. Thank God. This is kind of new territory to me. So you can get on the road and go get much as you want, and there's going to be more and more people doing it as they see more and more incredible signs and wonders take place on the level they are going to be taking place. So hang on. There's going to be more and more breaking into the worship. And this brings me back when I first got to Tulsa, and he told me that he wanted me to fight for a revival in Tulsa and have a revival in that. And one day I was out preaching. It was in the shower of all places. Just taking a shower, getting ready to go preach. And all of a sudden I slipped into a vision. And I saw the planet Earth, and it had this dark rim around it. Not real dark, but just around it. And now, somebody would light up. They'd get on fire. And they'd go up, and most of them didn't make it through that layer, whatever it was. They was trying to get more of God, and they didn't make it through the layer. They'd go out. And I'm going, oh, what is that? The principalities, darkness? What is that realm? And he says, no. He says, it's the flesh. The flesh. I've seen people keep fighting and trying to get through it without busted up, destroyed, foundations disappearing, revivals coming to aught. But they kept trying. They kept trying. And finally, people started making it through. And those that stuck their hands up through, they'd come back and lay hands on people. And my gosh, just about everybody got healed. Some of them stuck their head through and it started glowing. You should have heard the teaching. Some of them fight a little bit more through and get their head and hands and hit everything through. You talk about men and women of God being used. But then, some of them was breaking all the way through. Then I got an aerial view. Here's the dark planet down there. And they're fighting through this, and then they light up like a torch. Then they would shoot someplace on the earth, and it'd start burning around it until it was chaotically burning. Then somebody shot somewhere else, and then fires would start there, and start there, and start there. And it was just burning all over. I'm going, yeah! I'm going there. That was a long time ago. But I'm getting close. We're getting close. What was the major thing that the love's going to play now? It's going to be linked together with the medium. Guess what we needed for that to fly through? There can be hundreds of thousands of people tuning in. And they'll be hauling their sick in to hear what was being said. And their sick's going to start being healed and set free. And this is going to take place this way. And the love of God has a major, major part in it. And that is overcoming the flesh. For it does not overcome you. So when I found out it had that such a major role to play in the last days in the media, I understood a lot of things that begin to come together then. One more time. No matter what your call is, you can go as far into that love as you want to. It energizes and charges that new nature and abides in that spirit of love that you have in your nature. It's the love that makes who you are. That's what you come and abides in and brings forward. So when you go up and say, I love you, it's you telling Him from your own heart as an individual who came to Him because you love Him, not because you're a programmed robot. So, I don't know how far I was into the private worship when He went tangible. And I said, could this be a lot to do with these signs will follow them that believe? They lay hands on the sick and the sick will recover. And He didn't identify the miracle or the healing office or the prophet or the mighty apostle. He just says, those that believe. You mean to tell me that this has something to do with fulfilling that? Yes. Yes, I'm telling you that. When He first started to show up and I was trying to check people out, you know, to get them healed, I wanted to know how bad it was. When I grabbed it, it just went and went down and was healed. And I thought, huh? They said, I've been healed. I said, you have? Then the guy's blind eye that opened. You know, I can see. I'm thinking, you can? One time I was leaning over a lady real close, looking in her eyes, you know. You know, I was seeing if they were really blind or something. And pow, and she screamed. You would too if I was the first thing you've seen in years. Hallelujah. But I tell you what, I had to get tougher. That's why now. Glory be to God with the worship, the Word. All of these taught us. All of us are being taught on different limbs and we meet together now just to find out what we know. Wasn't the Word incredible this time? Have you ever heard anything like that? It all cleared things up, opened the door, made it available, brought it right to the doorstep. That's some of the best teachings I've ever heard. Of course, they are our people who pray and meditate and love God and love to do it. Hallelujah.
Well, now he's got favorites. They have a special call.
Oh, yeah. Who put you out with the cat? Hallelujah, Jesus. So you're going to find this, and if You want to be in there to where He's going to use you for instruction and leading people and helping, and because a revival is going to in-house media and things happening all over the place. It's going to house it. So the readier you are for it, the better off you're going to be, even in the world. Like it'll try to overcome you and you'll starve and all that stuff that goes around. I remember Jesus is going to come back at least 3 times in my lifetime. And everybody'd run up on mountains to meet Him and everything, then He didn't come. When it got to the year 2000, why did they believe that was? They always come up with some code. Well, one day it says 1,000 years. And there'll be 6,000 years. And then the seventh day, He what? He rested. So everybody went up on the mountain. The seventh day came. They didn't fly down the mountain, they walked. Anyway, you don't have to worry too much about the earth being destroyed and stuff. It's
going to line up with the Incas, the Mayans. It's going to line up with the Mayans. And there's a big black hole over there, and the sun's going to line up with it, and then the earth's going to line up with that, and it'll suck you into the sun or something. It's on the calendar, the Maya calendar. And their stuff has come to pass over 400 years.
See, He's going to destroy the earth not before 1,000 years. We haven't gone to the millennial yet. Don't worry about it.
When you do that, you'll glow in darkness. I mean, to the devil and stuff, you glow in the darkness. You know, you have light. He hates it. It's the worst weapon against Him. It's that love. He can't resist it. He doesn't know what to do. One devil told me, he's casting him out of a teenage girl. And she was flopping, and they said, "Would you come over?" And I said, "Yeah." So I said, "Come out." I said, "That's, come out." No. I said, "I'm not going to say please." Amen. I said, "Come out." She says,
"I hate you worse than all of them."
I said, "You think compliments are getting you somewhere?" "Come out." No. And so then it offered some information. Well, I have to admit, I got caught up listening for a minute. But she started naming people from their church that she had affairs with. And they wasn't boys. I thought, I better get this thing out. "Come out." I said, not fooling around. "Come out." Just, you could tell. You know why they scream? They're being forced. It hurts. They don't like it. And worse fate's coming out. Anyway, they have to. They have to. And I found out they like to play too. I mean, if they can wear you out, and then they might get to stay. I don't do that too much anymore. Just anyway, no, I cast them out okay. I just don't spend the evening with them. When that first started showing up, it was during that time of that love too. I mean, it seemed like they had to give more ear. Whether they liked it or not, they had to. And so the other guys didn't know. You know, they knew that I was doing something, but they didn't know exactly what, because I didn't either, the private worship. I went and talked to Maurice Galar, and he says, well, and that's what he does, is
worship and stuff. One of the second world's greatest violinist, I think. He can just make it talk. And he says, well, how long are you worshiping then? And I told him, and he says, you are? And I said, yeah. Remember my stubborn streak?
Yeah.
If I think something's right, I don't care. And anyway, when they started coming out, I thought, okay, it's something more again. And I couldn't attribute it to anything else again, except him drawing me again out of where I was to here. And I had the other keys of meditation and praying in tongues, and it brought me there. So why wouldn't he show me where the rest of it's going to come from? So why wouldn't he? The more that love increased, the more authority and power and not failing and no fear came with the package. And there can't be less faith in that. How could there be less faith? So the increase of love is on purpose. Faith's based on the Word. You've got those two things. There's not much you can't do when you get out there if you jump in. Anyway, hadn't taught a lot on it yet, and a woman fell off the front row on the floor. No, it was a guy. Fell on the floor. Oh, last night Daniel cast another devil out. Yeah, he jumped on it and it started growling at him and everything, and he took it on and cast it out, my son. Yeah. If you'd have known him a couple of years ago, you'd say, he did? Yeah. That's what you'd have done. And she's gone, And so a couple of them looked at me over there, and I went, they went over there, and they was over there fighting and wrestling, and I kept doing what I was doing, teaching, I think. I was watching them more than anything. They finally were setting up, kind of. And then they go. So I came over and says, they said, it's not coming out. I said, oh. They said, would you pray? I said, yeah. And I became a smart aleck. And she sat up, got up, and they said, what'd you say? What'd you say? Too deep for you. Can't, too deep. No, seriously. We want to learn. What'd you say? You really want to? Yes. I said, come out. In Jesus' name. He said, that's it. Here, I'm only 70 in a year. I don't have to sit around now and watch people move forward. Which I never really did, per se. But now I got the answers I've been looking for. And the path is very direct. And I won't be the same the next time you see me. I hope you won't. Hallelujah. So media and all of that is scheduled with also the worship of the people that's going to cause it to raise up. So pay a lot of attention and pray in the Spirit and do your private worship. Get on this path. Let's go home. Let's go home. You could be 80, 85, and still going to get to see. When we target those main children's hospitals that house the worstest cases from sometimes all over the world, can you imagine the chaos of all the people coming in to find out what happened to their children? That could almost launch it worldwide. You know, my child was broken up, not able to communicate and stuff, but knew I was there, and I knew, and just to think, not even able to communicate, maybe, and wanted to. You know, if you came through the local hospital and emptied that one out of children, and I heard about it. I don't care where you moved. I don't care how hard you had to try. I'd sell everything I have, and I will find you, and I'll bring him to you. Do you understand the hold that'll have on revival? Any idea what that'll do to the harvest if a bunch of people obeys? What are you living for yourself? Come on. We got incredible equipment. A revelation gift. I mean, we don't know something and we need to. I mean, how many religions could ever speak up and say, well, the Word, I got born again, I received the Spirit. I've been born again. And then if one member of the Godhead giving my new nature wasn't enough, a second member came in to pray. I mean, I don't even know what to pray. And he prays it for me. Yeah. And then they answer it. My God. Can you just imagine them sitting around the table without time making plans? And they made the plan up to Adam and they're going, oh, look, he fell. And Jesus says, well, I'll go ahead and I'll take that death. And so they watch it go down and they had to do this and that. Until finally, Jesus rose from the dead and took all the people with him. What do you think he means when he says, the day's coming, or now it's when the dead will hear the voice of the Son of God, and they that hear will live? It wasn't just talking about you being born again. He's talking about all those people that have been going to paradise and other places of waiting. That was in their day. They kept his covenant. That included Jesus. So here they come. And he says, all of them, I mean all of them. What do you think, Elijah and Moses, a lot of prophets was talking about? His ascension, what he was going to do, what was going to happen. They had to go back there. They didn't come from heaven. They came from paradise. A place where they were waiting. Where they don't want drops of water on their tongue. All of them heard his voice, and they that heard lived. And what a procession he led home. Psalms 22, 23, and 24. 22, they pierced my hands and my feet. 23, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I won't fear its evil, for you're with me. 24, open your gates, O Lord of hosts. I'm coming through and I got a bunch of them with me. So think about it. Think. What's available to us? So we're looking down through time. And he's looking down through time. And he says, look, after they got that new nature, look at them. Now you think, yeah, they'll surely pray. They got your nature. They'll pray.
You can bet on it. So they're running around looking at each other. Hi.
Hi.
Okay, I'm going to a barbecue. What are we going to do? And the Holy Ghost says, well, I guess they need power or something to... I'll go and do that. I'll be the power in them and stuff. Okay. So they looked ahead then. People are going around going, I got a born again frog. Do you need healed? Well, how do you know it's a born again frog? Oh, I think it's an evolutionary kind that's going to, you know, keep going. And it's, sir, do you have a Bible? Yeah, but I don't understand it too good. But anyway, I believe frogs are saved. What's the matter with you? Uh-oh, look at this. Okay, they don't even hardly want to pray the word or English or nothing. Look at this, what a mess. What are we going to do? Three wisest, one person in the world. I know. It's come to this. We're going to have to do their praying for them. And then we're going to have to answer it. Do you think? Will you do it? Some. What do we want him to do? What do we want him to do? He's doing the praying for us. That's not enough. He streamlined each of our life and says, he that searches the heart knows what is God's mind for you. And he makes prayer for you according to your call. Then you can know all things that work together for the good to them that love him and are called according to his purpose. Well, you're praying his purpose and plan in your life in conjunction with everybody else's, so he knows how to move for you. And he still could hardly get. Hallelujah, Jesus. To think, what kind of opportunity do we have? And he knew when to pick me out and when to stop that flow of the loved, because he prayed the future for me. And knew that I had to finish anchoring and go through that door. Then he'll start pouring again. He knew because I was working the plan. It's like,
you say, I'm going to make you a chocolate cake.
Oh, thank you. And I come in while you're trying to make it. What's that?
Flour.
They don't taste like a cake. What's that?
Raw chocolate.
Oh, what's that?
Sugar. What's that pinch? Salt.
You think you're going to get a cake out of this? I don't think so.
You just come back later, smart Ellie.
Okay. There it is. Oh, okay. Why, this is good. Yeah, you know why? Everything that came at you, all things will begin to work together for what? You may have went in there praying and in a recipe come out a chocolate cake. All things will work together for the good to them love God and call according to his purpose. Everything that was sent your way is sorted out. Hallelujah. And when you got done with it, it tastes like a chocolate cake. What do we want? Hallelujah. Then, the one that caused the most presence everywhere, and this and that, and screaming women from blind eyes and stuff, you know. What one did he bring me back to? What was on the other side of the door? A safe three or four times the size of the other, cracked that wide with white light just shooting out all over. In no uncertain terms, he made me know that this is the rest of the journey into the love. It will ask you, no?
de la orate scherto, ando, ando, vecai, vecai, tu scrobolati ci. Do caroi mescure o escide ci. Putting a little more on the end of this, he did not want me to forget this part to tell you, but I got to do it in my own words. Yes, he's going to come. He did me, but I had the stubborn streak. He's going to come and throw all kinds of fits to get you to stop. The worse the fit, the stronger you should worship, and the longer, and you'll just defeat his purpose. Amen. After a while, you get where he gets nervous coming around you. You're made out of and are doing exactly what hurts him the worst. Expressing your love and confidence in God when all hell is trying to bring you down and can't. You're the people that make it and cause it to happen. Hallelujah.